It all started 1 year ago today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Whoa.
Russia invaded Ukraine.
Large explosion 2 miles behind me. Black smoke coming up.
That was Fox's Steve Kerrigan in Kyiv, live on TV. That was a year ago. He's there again now in the same exact location.
1 year ago, the general thinking was that Russia would come in and take this capital within 3 days. Not just Russia thought that, but U.S. intelligence as well. That certainly did not happen. Instead, today, what we saw was Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky out on the street in the center of Kyiv, addressing his troops, telling them that they would do everything possible to make sure Ukraine wins this war within this year.
I thank everyone who endured that February and this year and who gives Ukraine indomitability. Glory to all who are now in battle.
To help that effort, the U.S. announcing another $2 billion in military aid Ukraine.
Russia shows no sign of stopping, but over the year, the U.K. Defense Ministry estimates more than 200,000 Russian troops have been killed or wounded, more than Ukraine's military casualties. Tens of thousands of Ukrainian civilians have also died. North Korea did it again, test firing 4 more missiles today, responding to ongoing U.S. and South Korean military training to deal with the North Korean nuclear threat. Alec Murdaugh will be back on the witness stand in South Carolina for a second day, testifying at his murder trial.
Mr. Griffin, I didn't shoot my wife or my son anytime. Ever.
The prosecutors who will continue cross-examination keep focusing on Murdaugh's admitted history of lying to his family, police, and clients in financial crimes. More than 700,000 homes and businesses remain without power across Michigan after an ice storm. There are blizzard warnings in parts of Nevada and Southern California. Some mountain areas there could get up to 7 feet of snow. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As we mark 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will go to the United Nations for a Security Council meeting this morning, the day after the UN passed a resolution calling on Russia to stop the war.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently discussed the war in Ukraine with The Atlantic and reflected on that country's resolve.
We have been in awe of their courage, their resilience, their strength, and their effectiveness.
Blinken says that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is the right man at the right place at the right time to lead his country's defense, and added that President Biden truly admires Zelensky.
I think that was on full evidence when the president was in Kyiv, standing side by side with President Zelensky.
And Blinken says the goal for Ukraine and the free world remains to not just protect the present, but the future as well once the war ends. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Grammy-winning singer R. Kelly got another 20 years in prison, this time for child porn in Chicago. He'll only have to serve 1 year after completing a 30-year sentence. R. Kelly already in prison for sex trafficking convictions in New York. Ex-movie producer Harvey Weinstein also sentenced again for sex crimes, this time in Los Angeles, though Weinstein complained to the judge he's innocent, urging her not to sentence him to life in prison, which she essentially did.
Weinstein, who turns 71 next month, has been sentenced to 16 years, nearly 2 months after his Los Angeles trial concluded, with a jury convicted him on 3 counts of rape. Weinstein is already serving a 23-year sentence in New York after being convicted of rape and sexual assault in that jurisdiction in 2020.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino. He's going to have to serve the new sentence after he completes the other one. On Wall Street, stock futures are down the day after some gains. The Dow rose 108 points. The Nasdaq added 83. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.